feeling it is to be here at the world's largest amusement park, Riverview Park, at the corner of...
He is the only one who ever thrilled me so...
You hit it on before. What did you do before? You hit it
on. He's got that old mile. Just wait till I get back to Ohio. You may think you've seen lovers on the screen. They're just very ordinary, by that I mean. Those heartbreakers have a chance with my new romance down by the old Ohio. Country boy who works around farms, yes, but he has a charm. My jumping jeepers creepers, when I'm in his arms, I get so oh my, oh me, oh my. He is the only one who ever...
There you are, down by the Ohio. And for those of you out running around in your automobiles, may I suggest you come to Riverview Park here at the corner of Western and Belmont. Just for fun, everybody enjoys themselves here at Riverview. We just listened to the Andrews Sisters opening our show tonight with Down by the Ohoho. And we have another little old watery thing, but Jimmy Palmer, I have a hunch you're going to enjoy this one too. This kind of makes me feel like the tunnel of love here at Riverview Park. By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful tunnel of love. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear
Brian. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, we thought we'd surprise you a little bit.
Surprised me. You knocked me completely off my feet. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Peter Donald. Oh, my golly. How did you know today's my birthday?
Well, I found out from a few close friends of yours. And the girls did the whole thing, our friends, Dorothy and Joe. They dreamed up the whole thing with Tommy. And we sneaked everything over here. And I've been hiding in the bushes. I've nearly been arrested twice by park policemen around here. Didn't know what
that.
I was doing. We have a... I think you ought to get some presents out here. Where's that...
Oh, this is a wonderful thing. Gee,
yeah.
You know, I'd just like to say this, Pete, that I've been in Chicago only a few short weeks, and everybody has just been wonderful to me, and to have a birthday party here at Riverview Park is the most, well, it's the nicest thing that's happened to me in years.
Well, it's a great place for it. We have one present here for you. The,
yes.
The girls delegated me to speak. Not long ago, ladies and gentlemen, we went out on somebody's boat, a power cruiser, and this dear man... Let Uncle Bud here pilot this thing. And so, Uncle Bud, if you can get a little help there and undo that. Well, we thought you weren't properly dressed for the occasion that day. He was some captain, too.
Oh, no!
There we are. There's
oh, look at this!
That's Skipper Black.
Oh, that. Oh, golly.
We have a few other things for you here. I think we ought to... You don't mind if we don't play much music here, do you?
As far as I'm concerned, we can throw all the records in the tunnel of love.
Oh, well, please.
That's having a wonderful time.
We have anything else here we can give him
now?
Yes, we might as well let everybody see what he's got.
Yes,
this
by
is
golly.
I got a new shingle for your place here. It says nothing is open more times by mistake than your mouth. I thought you liked that.
And this we're going to hang in front of the WGN
This
booth.
Is for you, too.
Isn't this wonderful? Right on
it's
the show.
It's a little awkward to open these packages. I'll hold the other mic. I've got to be good for something here
How do
here
you
today.
Get away from the breakfast show and all your television shows to
well,
do this?
We're through work at 9 in the morning.
I
this
see.
Is the middle of the night for me.
And this took you all day to dream this up?
Yeah, I've been resting up for this.
Well,
the girls did all the work.
Well, gee, don't you think that the people out here are interested in what's going on?
Well, I think so. I'm kind of interested in this.
I don't know why I'm shaking, so I'm having a wonderful time.
Black man.
Well, Peter, this is to go along with the With the hat.
That's a book called Navigation Made Easy, because when we were out on the boat with Buddy as pilot or captain, we kept trying to get him to turn to the port side, and he said they both tasted alike. He didn't know which was which. So while you're reading that book on navigation,
yeah,
our special orchestra is going to play in your honor that old black magic.
Let's listen,
here we go.
Shall we?
That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. 'Cause you are the lover I have waited for. The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin that I'm in. Under that old black magic called love.
Under the old black magic called Happy Birthday. Well, Peter Donald, I'm just thrilled up to my little old fat ears with what's been going on here at Riverview Park tonight.
Got one more present for you, Bud. I'll help you with this one.
What is this one?
This one is, it's not, it doesn't make a noise. It doesn't splash.
It doesn't splash. It doesn't. It isn't a pair of skis. Skis, is it? Water skis?
No, it's not skis.
Not a bobsled.
Not a horse.
Not a horse.
Somewhere in here.
Maybe it's a cow.
See, they wrap this thing.
Wonder what it is. Oh, my golly. Gee whiz, they could put a little more wrapping around it. The people know what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who just tuned in, it's Riverview Fun Time with music on record and transcription, believe it or not. And we have as our guest here tonight Peter Donald, who's doing such a wonderful job on the Breakfast Show and also on the Masquerade television show on Monday night. And you hear him every morning, and he's doing a wonderful job not opening up the package. Oh. What in the name of sense is this? Oh, no. Get the paper up. What is this? I am the proud possessor of a boat. It's a toy type one, but it's a honey, and I want to thank you very, very much. Peter Donald, you've been wonderful, and I want you on the show a little later, huh? Gee, these things only, I'm kind of sorry you have birthday only once a year. It should happen oftener. Well, along with the boat and along with the captain's hat, which they gave me, I can't help it but play a tune, and we'll play this in honor of Peter Donald, the great comic, the great mimic, the great storyteller, whom you do hear every morning on the Breakfast Show. He's been replacing Don McNeil, and you also see him on Monday night on TV. And this is for Peter Donald. It's for Ralph Flanagan, and it's called My Hero from the Chocolate Boat.
Thank you.
from the Chocolate Soldier, played tonight on Riverview Funtime, right here in the middle of things at Riverview Park, where we do a show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 7:30 until 8 o'clock. We'd like to remind you that we're just about in the middle of our show, and before we go any further, there's free fireworks here at Riverview Park on Sunday night, and we also have the Atomic Energy Exhibition, which is open to the public for free, and all the other wonderful rides and concessions. And when we're halfway through our show each evening, we can think of just one thing, as you can when it comes dessert time. And that is refreshment. And naturally, when we think of refreshment, we can think of one thing and one thing only, and that's Seal Test ice cream. We rhyme and reason it this way. Listen.
Hello, hello, we're greeting all our friends today. Hello, hello, there's something that we want to say. Hello, hello, the reason that we've come your way is just to sing the phrases of that Seal Test name. It's the name that stands for highest quality. It's the name that you can trust for all your dairy products. Hello,
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 hello.
If you enjoy good things to eat, you know if so, those Seal Test products can't be beat to serve them, and your family will get a treat, and you will sing the phrases of the Seal Test name.
Yes, the dish of Seal Test ice cream would taste good tonight, wouldn't it, for a before bedtime treat? So why don't you run out and get a handy pint or half-gallon package in your favorite flavor? And when you come to Riverview Park, treat yourself and the entire family to the famous Seal Test Party Freeze Bar. It's smooth vanilla party freeze, and it's covered with a rich, wonderful chocolate coating. But remember, friends, wherever you are, get the best. Yes, indeed, get Seal Test. Seal Test ice cream in your favorite flavor. And it's Riverview Fun Time, ladies and gentlemen, with music on record and transcription. I'm Buddy Black, and for the next quarter hour, we continue with Riverview Fun Time. And in this quarter hour, we hope to meet a guest or two who just happened by the WGN booth. But right now, we have a record for you, and if I can find my music list from Peter Donald, we'll play it. I haven't the least idea what it is, so Beth, what is it? Oh, here's one. Oh, this is an oldie by Frankie Masters. I'm so excited, I can't even read the list. This is called Scatterbrain. I feel kind of self-conscious. Scatterbrain, it does. And as I said before, I do feel a little self-conscious tonight as we played it by who did we play it by? By Ray Anthony and the orchestra. We'd like to to continue musically before we meet a couple people, and here's one by Tommy Reynolds. I know you're going to enjoy. It happens to be an instrumental, and it's about as old as I am, so let's enjoy it. I'm trying to. My Gal Sal. She's all dolled up in 1953 type togs, and I hope you recognized her. It's Tommy Edwards and the band played a little thing called My Gal Sal. Well, we have a lot of Sals out in the audience tonight, and I'd just like to take the WGN mic and walk out here and say hello to a couple of them, including you, young lady.
Marianne DeProva.
Marianne, it's nice to have you here, and you're standing on my foot. That soft spot on the floor happens to be my foot you're standing on. You having fun?
Yes.
And you enjoy seeing Peter Donald?
Yes.
He's real funny?
Very.
I gotta say that, I owe him money. But he is real funny, and you are?
Dolores Thackeray.
And you're a pretty one, aren't you, Dolores? Those blue eyes to go along with that blonde hair.
Thank you.
Enjoying yourself at Riverview?
Yes.
Huh? Where do you go to school, hon? O'Keefe?
O'Keefe.
Okay, O'Keefe. Don't get mad. You're her mommy, I bet you.
Yes.
You look like a real proud mother. What's your name?
Mrs. Hall Thackeray.
I see. It's nice to have you. A Chicagoan?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming to the party.
Thank you.
You?
Hey, Eddie Olson.
Eddie Olson.
That's it.
With a mustache twice as big as mine, haven't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to have you. And you
Thanks.
Are?
Betty Miller.
Hi, Miss Miller. And you, my dear?
Marjorie Fink.
Whom?
Marjorie Fink.
Hi, and you are?
Dennis Smart.
Dennis, you speak right up when we talk to you, huh?
Okay.
Tell me, are you a Peter Donald fan?
Yes.
Everybody is. Isn't that right? It was real
yes.
nice of him to come out here to the birthday party tonight. In fact, he, I think, created it, don't you? Uh-huh. And here's a guy over here with his charming wife. You are?
Fred C. Hubert.
Are you a Chicagoan, Freddy?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
How are things down at the old racetrack?
Fine.
Still going around, huh?
Still going.
And you?
Norma Hubert.
How are things in Indianapolis with
Fine.
You? Any little Hubers?
Yes, but he's backing away from you.
He is. I can't say as I blame him. Hi. How do you like Chicago?
It's fine.
You're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. First time at Riverview Park?
Yes.
Have you been in the Atomic Energy Exhibition?
No.
Well, you get your mom and daddy to take you in. It's a free exhibition. They'd certainly like to see you. They'll make your hair stand up, I bet you. You don't believe me? Well, you go on down. Thanks
Mommy,
for coming.
Here's a beautiful blonde.
I always talk to blondes. What's your name, hon?
Carolyn.
Thanks for coming, Carolyn. You having fun?
I sure
Take those
have.
Glasses off, Clairbo. I'd know you anywhere. And we have time to talk to a couple more people before we play another record, including you.
Mrs. Rosen.
And you are?
Martin Rosen.
Any relative of the ball-playing owl, Rosen?
No.
Darn it.
Well,
he plays a good ball, Gesundheit, to you who just sneezed. And you are?
Matthew Schistek.
Thank you, Matthew. And you?
Jimmy Israel.
You're not mad, are you?
No.
You having fun at Riverview?
Yeah.
Everybody does, don't they?
Yeah.
You like to ride the Silver Flash?
No.
Why?
Too dangerous.
It is not. You're not supposed to say that. Everybody enjoys the Silver Flash. Now, you going over and enjoy it?
Yeah.
I'll show you how safe it is. I'll go on it with you. Will you go on with me?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go right after the show. Time for another record, and I think we have a good one in our finale spot, and I hope you enjoy this one. It's by Tommy Dorsey and the orchestra, and as we always say, it's just one of those things. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody's friend, Peter Donald, for coming out tonight.
Well, it was a pleasure, Bud. Of course, this isn't my first trip here to Riverview. You know, I've been having a lot of fun while I was out here in Chicago. And although we gave you some gag birthday presents tonight, we got just a couple of things left.
Uh-huh.
Have you got time to take it now?
Not right now. I think we're going to have to wait. We're almost off the air, Pete.
All right. Well, we got the presents for you inside, and a very happy birthday to you again, my
and
boy.
And you've been real kind, and I think all Chicago and the entire land joins me in... And thanking you for doing such a wonderful job on the breakfast show, and we're all looking forward to seeing you on the TV show.
Thanks.
How about it, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Donald? And now it's been real wonderful of you all to come to Riverview Park to help in this little celebration tonight. I can say that I truthfully enjoyed every single minute of it, and we cordially invite you back again on, let's see, today is what? Today is Wednesday. It'll be Friday evening at 7:30. And you're all invited to join us every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday evening at 7:30 until 8 o'clock. If I sound just a little bit excited tonight, it's only that I am. You've been a wonderful audience. Don't forget that ever-loving Seal Test ice cream. And please come to Riverview Park at the corner of Western and Belmont in the heart of Chicago, where everybody has fun. And now, this is Buddy Black saying thanks for listening. Good night, everybody!
Music has been on records from WGN, Chicago 11, serving the Middle West. Of music and musicians, of song and performers, Saxie Dowell recounts many a song, many a personality story to bring you interesting and entertaining listening. You'll enjoy the Saxie Dowell Show Monday through Friday afternoons at 2:05 on WGN. Stay tuned now.